All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. ChaosRadioAustin.org. Antiwar.com/radio. LRN.FM. And lots of other things like that. All right, our next guest on the show is this show's producer and Antiwar.com's development director, Angela Keaton. Are you there, Angela?
I am here, Scott.
What's going on?
Well, let me tell you what's going on. Hey, for all you donors today who are listening both to the live show and to this version in the podcast form, if you donate today, and today is Wednesday, November 17th, mention that you heard this podcast and just say, hey, Angela, send me some Liberty stickers in your donation memo. We definitely need more donations, but the pledge drive is heating up, and we are going to get close to our goal in about 2.5 weeks if everyone continues to pitch in. Let me tell you a little bit about what you get when you give to Anti-War Radio. Well, first off, it would be remiss if I didn't mention Justin Raimondo. 3 days a week, you know, America's Mencken. Can you do without Justin? No, certainly not. Can you do without Anti-War Radio? Certainly not. Can you do without Phil Giraldi or Kelly Vlahos or Charles Pena or David Henderson or any of the other greats that we have on our site? You certainly couldn't. Or without our managing news editor, Jason Dietz, who Jason writes the best and the first about anything in his special tart tongue. So all these things and more make antiwar.com happen. But let me tell you, we have expenses, and people are always curious about, well, what costs about antiwar.com? Everything. It's very, very expensive to keep a site this size and this well-protected all day, every day, 24/7. So when you're sending money to antiwar.com, it really is going directly to the product you see on the front page at antiwar.com every day.
Well, you know, one thing that I really like about antiwar.com, it's sort of like, you know, if you show somebody a Bill Hicks routine that you've already seen a million times, but you know they haven't, and you get to kind of enjoy it all over again through fresh eyes. I kind of think that every day when I think about antiwar.com, as I'm looking at this front page and I'm reading this news, especially, you know, like when you mentioned Jason Dietz and the news.antiwar.com summaries that he does, and that kind of thing, I get a whole extra kick out of knowing that we have 100,000 unique visitors a day. I'm not the only one with access to this. This is being seen by fresh eyes every minute of every day.
But what's most important, though, is that you go visit antiwar.com/donate. And please think about a monthly commitment. A monthly commitment from you certainly helps us balance and keep our budget straight and keep expanding our quality. We've expanded quite a bit this year, actually. We have put our editors in the Christian Science Monitor. We've put them in op-ed pages all over the country. We've put them on Fox News, Fox Business News. We've put them everywhere. Press TV, Russia Today, CBS News, wherever we are, we've got someone there. And it's antiwar.com, because if you want the best in your anti-interventionist news, you know exactly where to go every day.
Yeah, and, you know, the other good thing, too, is, and the most important thing to me, it's kind of pie in the sky, but it's what we need, and that's a new realignment in this country with peace and liberty on one side, the war party on the other, and, you know, Justin likes to quote Garrett Garrett as complaining that it's always Wendell Willkie versus Franklin Roosevelt or Dewey versus Truman, and the American people never have a choice between republic and empire. It's always between two parts of the war party. And so, you know, what my obsession really is dismantling the old silly ideas of left and right and these different cultural divisions that make us weak, basically, in the face of organized power in this country, and to achieve an end to this empire. And that's the only way to do it, is to get more people on the same page with us that this has just got to end. And that's the approach that antiwar.com has always taken, is an inclusive, a very Catholic kind of thing, where we run, you know, Pat Buchanan and Dan Ellsberg together, right next to each other on the same day. You know, typically, we feature the best of the left and the right, and of course libertarians as well, in order to try to forge that realignment. Justin has been going around touring the country, giving speeches about the peace tradition on the left and the peace tradition on the right, and let's hearken back to our anti-imperialist heritage in this country. You don't have to be one of us to agree with us on this. This is what's right.
It is what's right.
And antiwar.com really, I think, is indispensable for that. You know what I mean? Through Clinton, Bush, and now Clinton again, basically. Antiwar.com has been here, and we're going to be here if we can get the help we need to survive.
We are, you know, we're going to be here because there's nothing else like antiwar.com. There really isn't. And if you're serious about knowing what's important in foreign policy on every level, Middle East, Latin America, intelligence, domestic, how it hits the war at home in terms of our struggle, and you've been mentioning TSA for the past few days, one more byproduct of our war on terror.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we were talking about with Nick on the show earlier. If we weren't at war all the time, well, we wouldn't have to worry about a bunch of people trying to retaliate against us on our airlines. Maybe we could just be a normal country in a normal time.
And someday we will be, and that'll be thanks to the efforts of antiwar.com.
Well, and a lot of others as well, but it's true. I think, you know, and as you were mentioning, I think the other day on the show, the quality of our readership, the kinds of people who are our regulars, really is a credit to the work being done. And I'm not trying to take it for myself, but there's other people involved in antiwar.com who certainly deserve it, our editors and all the unsung people who help put the thing together all day, every day. And that includes Thanksgiving and Christmas and everybody's birthdays and everything else, too. There are no days off at antiwar.com, not ever.
No, there are no days off. You're always on call. And I do want to give a shout out to our amazing support staff, Michael Austin, Wendy Honet, Alexia Gilmore,
Margaret Griffiths,
Deborah Miller, Robin, our accountant. We have everyone that does everything. And then, of course, all the editors, Margaret, Jason, Jeremy, Matthew, you and Justin. And then, of course, our boss every day, Eric Garris, is there before the sun rises, and he's there until the page, you know, until you see that fresh page every day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, the guy, he really is like on The Simpsons where they have the many armed Vishnu in the center of the earth flipping 500 switches and making sure to keep everything running. That's Eric Garris for you right there.
That's the machine. That's what keeps this going, and it's really humbling to think that the most important foreign policy site is run by very, very serious libertarians.
Yeah, it's important. It's the coolest thing. When I first saw antiwar.com, it was the beer princess from Chaos Radio said, hey, check out this site. And I was, what is this, some kind of left-wing thing? And then she went click, click, and two clicks away was Lincoln, the American Lenin by L. Neil Smith. And I thought, oh, wow, these guys are cool. Neat, libertarians got the URL, antiwar.com, huh? And speaking of that, it was Eric Garris, of course, who got it. And there's this excellent interview, which I think I mentioned once the other day. It's at the Daily Bell, thedailybell.com. Eric Garris on anti-war activism, military adventurism, and the future of economic liberty. And it's a really great, I guess, email interview back and forth with Eric Garris, our founder and director. I highly recommend it. It's really long and really in-depth and very, very interesting. So I'd like to pass that on to people as well, along with the URL, antiwar.com/donate. And there's 100 ways to donate, and all of them are there. You can get Angela's email and the mailing address and the telephone number to the office. And you can pay with eGold or PayPal or your credit card. You can do a monthly donation. You can actually get a credit card that we get a kickback from. You can do all your Amazon.com shopping in a way that we get a kickback from them. And if anybody has any more ideas about ways that people can donate, let us know that too. But all the information you need is right there at antiwar.com/donate. Ain't that right?
That is right. And please feel free to give out my number throughout the show. My line will be, I'll be here.
All right, and now go ahead and give it one time quick.
323-512-7095.
323-512-7095. And we'll be right back.
Thanks,
Angela.